Hi, it is your pre-match warm-up. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined by a young team, the Anfield Rap's best young minds in Abbey Rugg, King Grace Maley and Josh Williams for a game that we hope we're going to see a lot of the younger lads in against Accrington Stanley in the FA Cup third round at Anfield. But Arne Slot has held his press conference before that this morning, so we're going to do a little bit of reaction to a couple of the talking points that came from that and get a little bit stuck into what we think the team selection will be. I'm not going to ask any of you about Accrington, so don't worry. I'm not going to be testing your League Two knowledge. At this time, I know a few people were nervous about that beforehand, making sure I don't ask about Accrington. So there's going to be none of that. You won't get any of your Accrington preview here, but I'm sure you'll get it in some other places on the Anfield Wrap throughout the next few days. But I guess the biggest sort of talking point that comes from the press conference, Josh, and obviously with the news that was breaking overnight, is the links to Kvaric Kelleher. It's an exciting one, to be honest. Like, I think some people are going to act like Slot has poured cold water on it, but it's important to note that in his press conference he was asked about Salah being linked to one of the Saudi clubs, Harvey Elliott being linked to Brighton and Dortmund as well, and he said 99% of transfer stories aren't true. So I'm taking it that the 1% he means is that Liverpool are obviously going to sign Kvaric Kelleher in this window. But you know, jokes aside, he's such a talented player that it's that sort of link that when Liverpool are you know, rumoured to be in for a player like that, it's dead exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a belter player. Like, you know, I've liked him for a good few years now. I always remember his first trip to Anfield and he come up against Trent and just danced around him, basically, yeah. Didn't he, for 90 minutes. Top player, but I don't see the fit in terms of the need yet. Do you know what I mean? It's positionally. I think we've got like 14 left wingers at the minute, so we don't really seem to need a player like that. But I think the bottom line is just getting really good players in, and if they become available. This opportunistic line that Richard Hughes keeps pushing, this just feels like one of them to me. So I'd like to believe it just because of how good he is, but then part of me also, I think when it's Ornstein, to be fair, I think you just take it as face value, don't you? It's probably bang on. Like,